WRPB-448 monitoring. WRGT 544 monitoring the frequency. WSEU 202, just monitoring the station, and good morning. Station 202, this is WRPB 448, good morning. I am monitoring as well. Hey, man, how's that weather over there on your side of town?
Well, you know, it's a little dark to tell yet. The roads are wet, but that just might be the chloride. Over.
All right, Kurt, this is Scott over here. Yeah, we'll talk that in a little bit. 202, and we're clear.
Copy that, Scott. This is WRPV 448, clear and monitoring. WRPV 690, mobile. Listening.
WS EU202, and we are mobile. WIZB 544, monitoring the frequency. Well, I got about a minute. How you doing, Bob? WIZB 544, all systems go. I headed to the bank. I got some damn fraudulent charges on this. Gotta go take care of that this morning, Roger.
Yikes. That doesn't sound like fun. I've, knock on wood, I've mostly dodged the bullet on that stuff. And, but I've got kind of a system. I don't know if that's why, but, it's my story and I'm sticking to it.
It's happened twice now with McLaren at the hospital. When they got hacked 4 months ago, I got hit for like $286. And then they got hacked here a couple weeks. Well, no, it's been, what, a month and a half now. And then they ended up paying the ransom. And it was the same damn ransomware they got hit with the last time. So you figure they'd have fired their IT guy, you know, but... hey, it is what it is. We close the account, open another one, and rearrange all the finances. Roger.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you got to go through that. It's a real pain, you know, especially if you have automated payments. You got to go through and you got to remember everywhere you had an automated payment, make sure nothing gets snafu'd there, but... Well, was I supposed to turn? No. Trying to find some place here. Well, good luck to you. Hopefully it is a pretty easy fix. I am pulling up, though, at my destination, so I'm going to bid you adieu and catch you in a bit, maybe, see how things went.
That I'm sure it'll go seamlessly. The bank's been a good bank for me, so keep my fingers crossed, and you be careful today. And always a pleasure, John. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear on your final.
All right, again, good luck. We'll catch you later. WRUU 850.
CP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 489. Once again, this is WRWB 489, calling WSBQ 996. You got a copy?
WSJ 780.
Flint Rock. This Kid Radio, A2's getting out there this morning.
WSCI 783 to 392, copy.
This is WSCI 392. How's it going?
It's very quiet, copy.
How's the clarity? Talking to you off the Bay City repeater. Over.
Super clear. Barely any static or anything. Over.
Oh, very good. It's a very, I would say, very good conditions today. It's a beautiful day out. Hardly see just a couple clouds. It's pretty nice.
How are the puppies doing?
Well, Hank was looking out the side window, but he's laying down with Lucy again. They're getting along just fine.
Excellent to hear. Thank you. Over.
All right. Well, as we get closer, I'll see if I can't hit the Sheboygan repeater from Gaylord, and we'll test the clarity from there.
Sounds like plan. WSCI 783 on standby.
All right, WSCI 392, we're clear.
Bump is very clear off that Detroit repeater, 625, it's a flat rock, very clear, both of them.
WRYV421 mobile. WRYV421. WRCY 565 calling. WRYV 421, WRCY 565. WRCY 565, WRYV 421. Not sure if I'm coming in very clear. Feels a little shifty here.
So 421, you're coming in just fine on my end.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not really getting a good receive on my end, but I'm glad I'm at least coming in, going out good.
Yeah, you sound just fine on my end, but, you know, who knows? Could be just about anything.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that. If you can hear this, I'll probably just clear on your final ears. I got to change that antenna again. I'm not having very good luck with that, Larson. Probably put that old one back at this point. Anyway, this is WRYV421. Thanks, Donald. I'll chat with you at some point later.
Well, like I said, I've had no problem picking you up at all, so. All right, well, you got an antenna issue. I'll wait till you get it fixed. WRCY 565, we're monitoring.
Hey everybody, this is Merle, WRGP 736. I'm at the Mighty Mac and I'm picking you guys up loud and clear. Hey Bob, this is Merle from downstate off the Detroit repeater. How you doing? WRZT entry sites.
RCP 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, I'm just trying to figure out. I read it in a book somewhere, but I wanted to see if it was right or wrong. The antennas and radios, they say to lower the antenna, no, lower the frequency, the bigger the antenna. The higher the antenna, the higher the frequency, the smaller the antenna.
Sorry about that, Bob. I had to pay, so I was getting across going into the UP. I didn't get anything. I had to turn it down. I apologize for that.
All right.
Not missing a thing here.
When you got with different bands, and different kind of antennas. All right, now, like a CB. It's usually a big antenna. But when you get into a UHF and 800 band, it's usually like 6 inches, then down to 2 inches. And lower. Is that all right?
Travel safe there, partner. If there's anything that we can do for you while you're up this way, don't hesitate. WRZP 544, safe travel. Monitoring the frequency.
Hey Bob, this is Robert Down River here. You know about radios a lot.
Somewhat, WRZP 544. Afternoon, Robert.
Yeah, a couple of days ago somebody was asking about antennas, and they were trying to figure out how long is it the HF antenna. And I remember I was looking in a book one time, and they said that the HF is very long, and when you get higher frequency, the shorter the antenna gets. And when you get down like the 800 band, it's like most frequencies. Is that about right? The higher the frequency, the lower the antenna is.
Try again when the frequency's clear. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, they are beyond the radio. They can go to Scott Halbert's school broadcasting and get the license. They're scaring up the way to listen to that crap on this radio.
Thank you.
That's why my radio comes with two knobs, an ONOFF switch and a channel changer. Enjoy your day. We'll talk again, Robert. WRGZ544.
Yeah, that's what I said. You got all these channels on here, and you always got to pick the one that's the one you use the most. I will be on my monitoring.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
WSEU 202, and we're mobile and standing by.
WSBY 676, standing by.
WRBV 525.
WRFX
96, standing by.
WSBY
WSBY 676 to 690. How's it going today?
That's pretty good. Just waiting for the time.
Thought you might have been out of there by now.
No, this one is a long day. Almost like Tuesday. How are you doing today? Did you take care of any medical business? I'm down here in the man cave throwing away stuff. Keep your hands off that BT.
I don't know what happened. Wasn't getting out for a minute.
I'm saying keep your hands off that portable.
I was talking on it just then, and it almost got hit.
Oh, God. All right. You want me to stop by there and take it off your hands?
Negatory. It depends on what time you get off. You can run by here and I can hand you something.
Okay. Actually, as soon as I leave here, which probably be 3. But if I go past 3, I can always pick up whatever it is after you get back. Or you can leave it in the garbage can, I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened over here, 690, but everything went off and just come back on.
Yeah, copy that. Oh, well. Anyway, I was saying if I'm here to get off at 3, slide by when you get back.
Okay, I won't be leaving out of here till 5.
Let me send it to your location directly from here when I do get off.
All right, I'll be here standing by. I'll be on the radio.
I do that. Okay. I'm going to catch up on my paperwork from this morning.
All right. WSBY 676 standing by.
WRVV 690, clear and listening.
WRVV 690 Unit 3 test.
Go ahead, 3.
How you doing, sir? Are you copy this unit? Over.
A little sizzle, but you're making it. I can understand everything you're saying.
Copy that. I'll be standing by WRVV 690 Unit 3.
Copy that. Okay. Unit 3, WRVV 690 Mobile clear. Listening. WSEA 848. WRVV 690 Mobile rolling.
WSEU 202 Mobile second.
How's it going? WSDS 311.
Roger that. 690 clear. M8XOL.
WRCY 565 from WSBS 311. WSBS 311, standing by.
WSBU 344 monitoring.
WRVY 660 mobile.
What is happening? WSBS 311.
Just began fighting the good fight on Hall Road, trying to get home. What are you up to?
Relax with that control. No pressure, no stress. Glad I'm not out there on Hall Road. It's a good time to not be on the road. Took the dog for a walk. And just watch a little news. That's it. Whereabouts are you on Hall Road?
You know, surprisingly, Hall Road, as bad as it is, at this time, I think moves better than most roads in Macomb County. I just made the Michigan left off of Hall at Plank, so heading west now towards 53.
Yeah, I have to agree with you most of the time cruising, because I spend a lot of time on Hall Road 59 myself. For the most part, it does better than any of the nearby east-west roads, for sure. Could be worse just at that time of day, of course. It's one of the worst, but yeah, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Up until about 2 months ago, I was working from home, or, you know, self-scheduling for when I had appointments and things, so... It was very, very convenient to schedule things when there wasn't traffic. And now I'm in the office Monday through Friday, so just got to get used to it again. It doesn't, honestly, the traffic's manageable. It moves. I'm doing 50 right now on Hall Road. It's when you get to 53, trying to go north is a disaster.
Is that due to the shutdown south of 59? Is that what you're referring to?
You know, it must be because I think they're, yeah, you know what, it's got to be because it's all traffic turning off of eastbound Hall onto 53 north on-ramp. So they've got to be coming from Van Dyke is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that does make sense. And I haven't really looked in to see if there's any workarounds there. Yeah. I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging, but I got to say it's nice that, well, I'm retired now, so, you know, and you probably had a taste of that since you were working from home, that when you do need to go do some running around, you typically, you do it in times that there's not rush hour, you know. Like now I try to do my running around before 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and after that, I'm off the roads, all goes well.
Oh, yeah, there was never an appointment scheduled before 9:30 or after 2, So any meetings that I had to attend or things like that, they were all well after or before rush hour traffic, and then anything that I had to go do. So I worked for an MSP. So any clients I had to go visit to fix things, I mean, it was, I'd get there 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, get it over with and get home before the traffic. So those days are long gone, unfortunately, but, you know, like I said, it's not the worst road to travel on. For a while there, at that little job, I was driving to Wixom every day. So I had to be in Wixom by 8, and then I had to be home by 5 to get the kids. So that was a mess.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, and a lot of that, I'm sure we've all figured that out. It's just you got to get your a mindset together and relax, go with the flow, not try to push things, not try to swim upstream with it, and it all works out fine. You get home eventually, relax in the meantime. Hopefully, you can find some decent radio channel to listen to or whatever, or maybe get on a two-way radio and do some chatting or something like that, something to pass the time.
That's really what pushed me into radio in the first place, was the amount of driving I was doing. I got licensed, I got my amateur in August of 22, and then I got my GMRS shortly after, for that exact reason alone. I was in the car so much, you get sick of listening to the same songs over and over, even if you're streaming. So I was like, I'll try something different. And I got a new vehicle recently as well, and I didn't put a radio in it, so I finally caved in and set up an HT as a mobile, and it does pass the time. That's something I actually look forward to when I get out of work, get in the truck, or when I'm going to work and in the truck, it's something to do.
Sounds like you have a pretty good setup, because you are crystal clear for sure. I'm in the living room here, but I'm pretty close proximity to the Macomb repeater here. I'm in the Garfield 21 area, and I'm using a little mobile radio here with a mobile antenna, but you are sounding great for sure.
You're also in there rock solid with absolutely no noise. I don't want to take too much credit though, because the repeater does a phenomenal job. Back in my last vehicle, I had a 50 watt mobile, and I was able to have a full blown QSO from just east of here until I got to my home in Armada. So the repeater does a really, really, really good job. I'm just running a 5 watt HT right now with a it's called a signal stick mag mount with a BNC connector. So I've got a 15-inch handheld antenna stuck to the roof of my truck, and then a 5-watt radio and a speaker mic. So you can do a lot with a little. You just got to have a good repeater to back you up.
I have to agree with you completely. Yeah, that's awesome. A little 5-watt over there. I have at least, I've got this little radio. I think I'm doing like 10 watts now. I think full power is about 20, but I don't need anything like that. And I probably should take it down to low, which I think is in the 5-watt range. In fact, I'm going to do that right now, and let me know how it sounds.
I'm going to guess that you've got DB20G.
Winner chicken dinner. Yes, sir. How's it sound now?
The exact same, so I think you can get by with 5, no problem on that repeater.
Yeah, that's funny. I had it on high just because I wasn't really paying attention, and I was chatting the other day, Simplex, and I'm like, wow, this radio is just smoking hot, and I sort of accidentally bumped it with my hand, and I'm like, wow. I mean, I felt like I nearly burnt my hand. You didn't want to leave it on there very long. So, yes, I think I'll be on low from now on.
Low sounds
I
good from
those
here.
For a short time in my work car at the previous job with a Nagoya Nagoya Volt70G Mag Mount antenna. And I noticed the same thing. If I ran that thing on 20 watts or high or whatever the modes would break down to, it got hot quick, and it's because there's no fan in it.
Sure, there's no fan. Somebody else was keying in there at the same time. Are you there?
WRC Y565, I'm picking you both up loud and clear over in Madison Heights, and I'm talking off the Detroit repeater.
Well, 565, you're sounding crystal clear as usual. I just gave you a shout-out a couple, 10, 15 minutes ago. So, yeah, something's working good today because you're all sounding good.
Tom, I have noticed the last couple times I've talked to you, there is, like, absolutely no noise at all. I mean, you are crystal clear.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and, you know, these Motorolas, they do work pretty well. And my antenna is about 85, 90 feet up in the air. And the only reason why I'm talking on Detroit is I have a line of sight to Detroit, and the tower that I live in faces towards Detroit versus Mount Clemens. I could switch to Mount Clemens, but it might sound a little rough. I could give it a try, but, nah. I enjoy talking to the both of you as crystal clear as I possibly can.
Yes, 565. I have seen that setup. I don't want to call you a cheater, but that's an awesome setup for sure. I could use a little bit of elevation over here myself. Go ahead, 660.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you got going on over there, Donald, you're sounding good. Unfortunately, my new house, I am not able to get into this repeater, at least not with a handheld like I used to be. My old house was in downtown Armada, and I could sit in my living room on the couch with a handheld and a crappy antenna and talk on this repeater with virtually no issues. But now I'm too far north and too far west, so not getting in. Sean's going to have to put a GMRS repeater somewhere further north.
How far are you from Richmond?
Far enough where I can't really play radio too well with it with an HT. I'd have to get something up in the air.
WIDG 959.
I guess you can join the conversation. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just eavesdropping. You guys are all sounding good. Coming in crystal clear on all three accounts out here in the, I think I'm either in the Saginaw or the Flint repeater. I'm right in between it, so it just kind of depends sometimes on which one I can hit, and I think it's the Saginaw repeater at the moment.
WSBU 344 using the Saginaw repeater up here in Lynnwood, Michigan.
WSAXM12 eavesdropping as well on channel, listening to you. All channels are coming in crystal clear, and I'm over in Westland, currently pumped up to 20 on my transmission in order to trigger the repeater.
Well, we must be doing something, right? Sean, good job. Yeah, everybody sounding good for sure. I'm over here in Macomb.
A few transitions back, somebody asked if they were on the Saginaw or the Flint, and it looks like they were on the Flint that time, followed by Saginaw, followed by Macomb, and myself and the previous gentleman prior to 311, we're out in Detroit.
Well, looks like we pretty much got the string accommodated for there. Definitely doing a good job on those repeaters. They sound awesome.
Sir, hey, 660. So how are you doing on your northbound 53? How's the traffic situation now? You've managed to occupy some time, so you probably made a little bit of distance, eh?
You know, it's funny, on the day that I complained about it being bad, I waited one light, got on, no issues, and I'm already at 26 mile road.
Awesome. Good job. Hey, I'm going to get off of here. Good chat with you guys. 565, I'm going to give you a shout-out probably a couple days from now. We still have to get together. I'm still hankering for that, you know, was it White Castle I think we were talking about?
Well, I have to survive the next 3 days. I turn another year around the sun tomorrow. So if I survive that, yeah, next week I'm wide open.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I'm tied up over at my daughter's condo doing busting up the floor with sewer pipe replacement and such. And that's occupying a little bit of time. Okay, we'll get back together one of these days. Gentlemen, I will talk with you later. I will be on the side for a while, WSBS 311.
It was good talking to you, 311. WRBY 660, standing by.
Yeah, 660, and everybody else that joined in on the conversation with the radio checks and repeater checks, I do appreciate it. Dakota, have a safe travels home the rest of the way home, and we'll catch up with you next week. I'm not going to be on the air much tomorrow or much of the weekend, but, yeah, I'm looking at the hub right now, and, yeah, the network is solid for sure, except for Richmond. Richmond's in place, but they got to do some antenna work, I think, on it or something, for what I recall. And that one will be running up, but we'll get you going out there somehow for sure. All right, everybody, safe travels. WRCY 565, we're clear.
And WSAX, I'm 1-2, clear, standing by.
WSU 344, clear, standing by. WIGT 959, clear and monitoring.
And 660, WIUG 48.
This is WSAX 712, I believe 660. I actually just got off for a few.
I'm here. Radio was really loud. I thought I heard my call.
How you doing, Dakota?
I'm doing good, Jack. How are you?
Doing good. The only way I can tell you, you got to pump up those tires a little bit. That way you can get home fast. Roger.
Man, I'm trying. I'm burning. But there's a lot of guys here in front of me that can't make up their mind whether they want to go 70 or they want to go 80.
Well, that's everyday low price. You get those guys going to the left or right, they don't know which way to go. And they go 50, then they go up to 70, then they come back to 50.
Drives me nuts. Like, you know, commit. If you want to go fast, commit and accept the fact that you might get a ticket, or just get in the right lane. It's that simple.
Yeah, they do that. One on the right lane, and one on the left lane. The left lane, they can put you to 50 miles an hour, then the guy on the right lane is going 80 miles an hour. And that's what happened in that 53.
Yep. My favorite is what they just did for about 2 miles. They went the exact same speed as the person in the right lane, so you couldn't go around them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to drive that every day. Believe me, I used to drive that every day. Then, for what? 3 years, I used to drive that every day. And that's what happened over that way. But they don't make up their mind which way they want to go.
Where did you used to go on 53?
My brother lives that way on 23 in Romeo Blank.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's, that's 3 miles from my office.
See, where you're at now, because you're a little bit crackling.
Yeah, I'm almost a 34-mile road on 53, so this is where I start to get a little fuzzy on the HT.
Don't worry about it too much. We know that. Roger.
Yeah, I've got an amp from Sean that I think I'm going to order adapters for, and I'm going to see if I can spruce this setup a little bit so it does a little more, and if that doesn't work, then I'm going to just suck it up and buy a mobile.
I don't know, but you hit the good spot right now.
I talked to Sean Monday or Tuesday on my way home on GMRS, and I think I made it another maybe 2 miles before it was pretty much I was out.
And I believe you were on 34 miles, and that's how you got cut off a little bit. I heard you guys out that way.
It's weird because I have elevation now, and then you would think going further north you'd have a little bit more elevation, but you actually, on 53, go down, and then you fall in this little pit, and then it's just not friendly for radio that far away. Not with an HT antenna.
I don't know, maybe it depends what your antenna is, and you're driving. I'm at 70 miles an hour, and that's what it's doing.
The first thing I'm going to do is I bought a proper mobile dual band antenna. I'm going to put that up on my proper Mac mount. That's 4 mobile units, not HTs, and I'm going to see if that makes any difference. If that makes a difference, I'm probably just going to run that, as is. If I'm still having issues, I don't know. I'm gonna figure out that amp situation or buy a mobile.
Oh, you know what to do anyhow. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know exactly what to do. Roger?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it all costs lots of money.
That's the number one issue is the money. Invest money on this and invest money on that. Then you end up, looking at them every day. That's what I got here about my 7 handheld. They're not doing anything but collecting dust. Roger?
Yep, when I went on my little radio vacation, I stole a ton of gear. And now I'm down to four handhelds, five handhelds. I've got I got a Kenwood, a Yaesu, and an Icom, and then I've got a Wotion and a Redivis. And those are the only radios that I own right now, which is, I think, the least amount I've had since I got my license.
Sounds like there's another station out that way.
I can never tell if it's people trying to get in or if it's interference, but they sound the same.
Well, sometimes I do that Ohio stations. They come that way, and then they get it clear. I don't know how, but I can hear them, what they're saying. You believe that? All the way from Ohio?
I guess it depends on where we're at in Ohio and if they're going to the Detroit repeater, but that Detroit repeater's got a bunch of elevation, doesn't it?
The Detroit repeater is a hell of a repeater, and it's the highest repeater in the state. All right, Dakota, good talking to you, good to hear from you anyhow, which is always, you take care and you have a good day. WIUG, 48.
All right, thanks, too. I'll catch up with you later. And 36 and a half 53, by the way, is where I get real rough. WRBY 60, I will be there.
Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSCM 924, good evening.
WSBB 820 WSBN 300.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf, 42, monitoring.
Holy guacamole! WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
WRUG 488, go ahead.
Good evening, Jack. I'm just popping in the car here, running up to the store. Thought I'd get out here and see how you're doing. You doing okay?
Sir, and thank you for asking. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to get back on the healthy bandwagon, get a few pounds off, and my son and I just got done doing a bike ride. My first one in a while. So, got about 15 miles in. That wasn't too bad. It's a pretty good clip. So, been walking a little bit. Just trying to get healthy.
That's the main thing, getting healthy. You're right about that. I'm even watching how much water do I drink and how much water do I not drink and all that good stuff these days.
That's one thing that I don't do correctly by any stretch. You know, we just did 15 miles. We rode pretty hard. That's not a ton, but I mean it's enough. And I didn't bring any water or any drink with me, and I haven't drank anything since we got finished up with it. And we did have a beer. That's right. So I did hydrate a little. We stopped at a brewery and had a beer. But you got what's better than just when you're exercising, what could be better than stopping and having a beer to cancel all the weight, the calorie loss?
What was the best thing you did? Have a beer. You know, the calories, that doesn't matter, but they will go up on that 15 riding a bike.
Yep. Well, you know, the nice thing is, Jack, when I'm exercising, when I'm walking and running and riding and all that stuff and all that stuff, I can have a lot of that stuff. I can, you know, I can have pancakes every now and again. You know, I can have beers and all that stuff. So as long as I keep on top of it. I'll tell you, it gets harder. I just turned 63 in September here, you know, this month. And every, you know, it gets a little harder. And I remember my 40s were, oh, yeah, I don't like doing that anymore. Oh, yeah, oh, that's tough. Oh, that hurts, you know, the next day when I do that. And then my 50s, things started getting, you know, and now in my 60s, it's like, oh, yoy, yoy, I'm going to really have to stay on top of things if I don't want to deteriorate fast. Anyhow, I will listen out, and then I'm going to jump out here and run inside and get my chicken, which should be just about ready.
Good to hear you. Yeah, good to hear you out there, and good talking to you. And you go ahead and get, I just ate some sandwich chicken. You believe that? With lettuce and tomatoes. Anyhow, good talking to you. Take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. I'll be back in here in a few after I pick up my stuff for the ride home. Maybe we'll see you then. WRUU 850.
Station 544. Station out there, 544. WIUG 48, copy. IUG 48, clear. Station 218, station out there, 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 966, station out there, 966. WIUG 48, copy.
Alrighty. Plucking hot chicks in possession.
At least the food is hot.
That little place opened up here. It's right in between the Donald and I on DeQuinner. And right, not far from where we have breakfast. And it's so good. It's one of the best. There's a lot of these, you know, hot chicken sandwich places popping up all over. But this one is just particularly good. So I haven't been there in a while, and I figured, you know what? Now, I shouldn't have the breading, but the chicken's good, high protein, and the chicken, they use very good chicken, so, anywho.
Good. You get any salad with it?
You know, all they got's like fries, coleslaw, macaroni and cheese, you know, they don't have a whole menu. It's basically a chicken. You can either get fingers or you can get sandwiches, or I think they sell nuggets as well. I think they even sell, you know, like wings and half chickens and stuff like that too, but aside from that, they've got a handful of sides you can get. So I got coleslaw and my wife got fries, and we'll be all good.
Coleslaw. I love coleslaw. Every time we go up north, I order the big coleslaw. And they said, no, it comes as small. I said, okay, double it.
Now, have you ever had Chicken Shack? You know, one, their chicken's excellent, but their coleslaw is really off the hook, too.
I had Chicken Shack about 5 years ago, I did have chickens, you know, chicken shack. They do have a good coleslaw. And I like that Dairy Queen on 59, too.
So I've not been there. You know, when I think Dairy Queen, I think ice cream, and ice cream's kind of not on my target range. So I know they got more. I should probably go see what else they've got sometime, because I got one right by work. Go there for a change. I don't know. If their burger's any good, we'll have to find out. But, yeah, so, and, yeah, Chicken Shack is, you know, excellent. I love their stuff, and their chicken's great, and their ribs are pretty good, and their coleslaw, and the roasted potatoes. Oh, good grief. But anyhow, Jack, I'm home now with the goods, so I'm going to get inside while it's hot, and we'll get back out here maybe a little later. WRUG 488, thanks for driving along with me. WRUG 850.
No problem, Sean, anytime. Go ahead and go. WRUG 488, clear.
WSPS 447, listening.
Get the music out of there.
Thank you.